Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Don Parker, Manager of Integrated Pest Management for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
One key to addressing the threat posed by glyphosate resistance is early detection. If resistance weed is detected early, alternative control measures can be employed to try to prevent the spread of that resistance.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Scientists can determine whether a weed will resist glyphosate by measuring the amount of a compound called shikimate in the tissue. Glyphosate kills weeds by interfering with the production of aromatic amino acids through the shikimate pathway. Glyphosate disrupts this pathway, causing shikimate to accumulate, so plants susceptible to glyphosate will have high levels of shikimate, while resistant plants will not.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Existing methods for detecting shikimate in plants require sophisticated laboratory experiments, and test results can take several weeks. This new method, which uses a dye that changes colors, can be completed in just about 24 hours.